Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael about the beautiful brachos that they will receive if they follow Hashem's Torah. One of the brachos that they will receive is that Hashem will defeat any nation that harms Bnei Yisrael, opposes Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'nashal Hashem Elokecha es ha-goyim ha-el mi-panecha me'at me'at. Hashem, your God, will uproot nations that oppose you or that harm you, but he'll do it me'at me'at, little by little. Lo suchal kalosam maher, you will not be allowed to defeat them too quickly. Pentirbe alecha chayas asadeh, so that the wild animals won't overwhelm you. It's a beautiful bracha. But at first glance, it does not seem to make sense. The Torah says that Hashem will uproot the nations that harm them or that oppose Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. But he'll only do that me'at me'at, little by little. They're not going to be allowed to defeat them quickly. And why not? So that the wild animals won't harm Bnei Yisrael. But Hashem is all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. He can uproot any nation that harms Bnei Yisrael, but he can't uproot the wild animals. Let Hashem uproot the nations and let him also take care of the wild animals. Perhaps one can suggest on a pshat level that whenever Hashem performs a miracle, he tries, so to speak, he tries to minimize that miracle as much as possible, to keep it within the boundaries of the natural world as much as possible. A miracle, by definition, transcends nature, but Hashem makes those miracles close to nature. Sometimes in some miracles, the supernatural event is closer to nature, and sometimes it's farther from nature. It depends on the circumstances. But usually the miracle is somewhat within the boundaries of nature. And it's especially true in Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem wants us to train us, to live and to serve him within the confines and parameters of the natural world. So perhaps that's what this pasuk means. If Hashem quickly defeats nations in Eretz Yisrael that oppose us or that harm us, then naturally the void that is left in the cities that Bnei Yisrael does not inhabit will be overrun by wild animals. You, Bnei Yisrael, have to start learning how to live and how to serve Hashem in the natural world, with the rules of the natural world. So Hashem will intervene when it comes to wars, but realize that there are natural consequences. And because of that, and to avoid some of the pitfalls of the natural world, Hashem will destroy nations that go up against you, but he'll do it me'at me'at, so that you'll be able to control the wild animal situation as much as possible. And that's perhaps a way to understand this pasuk on a pshat level. However, there is a beautiful explanation given by the fourth Mazitcher Rebbe, Rav Shaul Yedidya Elazar Taub, who died in 1947. In addition to being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Rav Taub was a gifted songwriter. He wrote hundreds of Hasidic tunes, Mazitcher Nigunim. This idea is found in a compilation of Rav Taub's Divrei Torah called Imrei Shaul in a section called Pisgamei Oraisa in Seif Samach. Says the Mazitcher Rebbe, clearly Hashem can do whatever he wants. If he wanted to uproot the wild animals, Hashem certainly could have done that. But this pasuk is not referring to the wild animals in the plain sense of the word. Rather, this pasuk is referring to the wild animal in each one of us. If we are permitted to defeat our enemies quickly, if our defeat is so quick and so easy, so to speak, then we ourselves run the risk of adopting the personalities of wild animals. A Jew does what he or she has to do. A Jewish soldier does what they must do as well. However, we know that our actions have an impact not only on the external physical world, but our actions also have an impact on us internally, personally. And even when we're doing the right thing, those actions can have an adverse impact on us internally. The Mazitcher Rebbe, who fled Poland in 1939 due to Nazi persecution, says that we see that exact thing happened to the Nazis, Yamach Shemam. He said they shed their human traits and became ze'evei arev v'chayos torfos. They became attacking wolves and predatory animals. So Hashem says, that cannot, chas v'shalom, happen to you. Do not think you can just destroy anyone and anything in your path, as the Nazis did, without thought, without introspection, without recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything that happens. Because if you do, then pen tirbe alecha chayas asadeh, then the traits of wild animals will increase alecha. Those traits will increase within you. I do not want that to happen, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to minimize the risk. I'll help you conquer nations that harm you, that oppose you, but I'll do it me'at me'at. I'll do it slowly, so that you yourselves not adopt the traits and the habits of wild animals. This me'at me'at is an act of kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as everything is, and not, God forbid, an act of disinterest or inability. Have an amazing day, everyone!